Our gospel lesson today comes from the Gospel of Luke. 2 weeks ago, when we last heard from the Gospel of Luke, we celebrated Jesus' baptism by John in the Jordan. When Jesus was baptized, the heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended like a dove onto him. After that, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days. And today we will hear about the beginning of Jesus' ministry in Galilee right after that. The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 4th chapter. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. And I invite the children to go out to the comfy chairs of Diane. And they'll be reading a story called Joseph and the Sabbath Fish, as well as today's gospel lesson written in simpler language. Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. A bold and audacious claim. Bold and audacious for Jesus, and even more bold and audacious for us today. Even so, I tell you, today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. As we heard in the beginning of this gospel, Jesus was already traveling around preaching throughout Galilee, and he's already becoming famous. So this new famous preacher returns to his hometown. I imagine it would be something like Sidney Crosby going to play hockey in small town Nova Scotia. The hometown boy, and everyone's watching to see what he does. So Jesus goes to the synagogue and reads a prophecy that was written some 500 years before, a prophecy talking about the restoration of Israel. And then as everyone's waiting to hear what Jesus has to say about this scripture, he says quite simply, "Today, this has been fulfilled in your hearing." It's a big claim. He's claiming that he has been anointed and filled with the Holy Spirit. And as we heard 2 weeks ago, he was. He was baptized by John in the Jordan, and then the Holy Spirit came and rested on him like a dove. And now he is filled with that power. And he is beginning his ministry to proclaim good news to the poor, release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and freedom to the oppressed. And his preaching, as we will see in the coming weeks, fulfills this. He brings good news to the poor. He's preaching a gospel of restoration, restoration to relationships with God, and reversal too. Reversal where in the Beatitudes, the poor become rich, and the hungry have their bellies filled. It's a social justice. I know we don't always like that word, but it is a social justice sermon, particularly in Luke. It's good news for the poor, the oppressed, and the broken. And as he proclaims this gospel, he goes around also healing spirits and bodies. His ministry is to the whole being, the body, the mind in his words, and the spirit. And as he goes, he doesn't stop there. He's gathering disciples and he's coaching them to do the same. And these disciples, after Jesus ascends at Pentecost, they too are filled with the Holy Spirit, as the prophecy proclaims. They are anointed and filled with the Holy Spirit, and immediately they join in Jesus' mission. They proclaim the good news in every language. The book of Acts tells us how the Holy Spirit filled the church with flames, or the synagogue with flames, and they began speaking in all tongues. And then they were doing miracles, healing body and spirit, just as Jesus did in his ministry. And they go around creating a community of people, coaching each other in the faith. And that continues today. After worship, we'll meet out in the fellowship hall, and we'll hear about what we're up to, proclaiming the good news. How we are a place of welcome and hospitality, welcome for newcomers, welcome for refugees, for people of other faiths, for people of, for the LGBT community, people who need welcome. Welcome is good news for these people. We gather and share Christ's coaching with each other in word and sacrament and study. We serve others. We tend creation in our gardens. And we care for those who are weeping, for those who have lost family members. Another thing we do is we baptize our children. In the fall, there was a very special day for me. We brought Elliot here, and Pastor Laura held Elliot, and he was baptized right here, and that was very special for me. And it wasn't just Elliot last year. There was Tika, there was Chase, there was Maria, and all of you, I believe, once came to a font like this, in a church like this. Probably wasn't Pastor Laura or Pastor Phil. Might have been Pastor Corliss, though. And they would have come here and started by saying words like these. God, who is rich in mercy and love, gives us a new birth into a living hope through the sacrament of baptism. By water and the word, God delivers us from sin and death and raises us to new life in Jesus Christ. We are united with all the baptized in one body of Christ, anointed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and joined in God's mission for the life of the world. That sure sounds like that prophecy from Isaiah. Anointed with the Holy Spirit and joined in God's mission. God's mission to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And after the pastor reads those words, they ask the parents to take on a whole list of responsibilities. To live with their children among God's faithful people, to bring them the word of God and the Holy Supper, to teach them the faith, to give them scripture, and to nurture them in faith and prayer. In other words, to coach them. To coach them as Jesus coached his disciples, and as those disciples went out and coached others. And they do all this. We are coached so that we can proclaim the word of Christ in word and deed, care for others and the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Sounds a lot like that mission that Jesus embarked on. And after that, in a baptism, the whole community of faith professed our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. And then that little baby was baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And I don't know about you, but whenever I give Elliot a bath, I want to say those words over his head. I don't know if that's a normal parent thing or if that's a seminarian thing. And then that baby was blessed and given the gift of the Holy Spirit and anointed with the cross of Christ, just as Jesus was. And finally, that baby, she's welcomed into the body of Christ and into the mission we share. So I invite you today to make that claim that our baptisms are for that same mission that Jesus began. To make that claim that today the scripture is being fulfilled in our hearing, to bring that we are anointed to bring good news to the poor, proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. I invite you to affirm your baptism with me as we prepare for the AGM, where we gather to see how we are participating in God's mission and to plan how we will continue that mission into 2019. So I invite you to rise now to affirm our baptisms, and you can turn towards the font. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? If so, say, I renounce them. Renounce. Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? I renounce them. Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? I renounce them. And now I invite you to join with the Apostles' Creed. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit.
Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. You have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in this covenant God made with you in your holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? If so, respond, I do, and I ask God to help me.
I do, and I ask God to help me.
People of God, Do you promise to support and pray for one another in your life in Christ? If so, say, we do, and we ask God to help and guide us. We do, and we ask God to help and guide us. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give us new birth, cleanse us from sin, and raise us to eternal life. Stir up in your spirit, in your people, the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. As we sing the hymn of the day, I invite you to come up to the front and be anointed as a reminder of your baptism.